everybody, for another epic Enlightened Philanthropist Intuitive Clearing or Creating Call. And we're going to jump right in with an angel song today. And the angel song is a message. Sometimes I'm asked to put my oils on. Sometimes I put them on earlier. Sometimes I put them on right during the call. Frankincense on my third eye is my go-to. Sometimes it goes on the third eye, sometimes on my crown chakra. Anchor is the balanced one to ground us to Mother Earth. Anchor's going on my feet right now. I waited to put the oils on, so some of you will feel the energy shift happen just by me doing that. All of a sudden, there'll be a different energy that we're in. I'll do the angel song, and then we're going to introduce some oils and some messages. We have three angel messages today that want to contribute to us. So here we go. Here's the angel song, though. As we ask, what's the greatest contribution we can be to ourselves, our family, and the world? We know that you know now that energy follows energy. Be watchful now and see when you can be in gratitude and joy and celebration too in everything you do. And each day and your day, with that gratitude do pray, and your thoughts in that way, and begin each day that way too, in gratitude. Yay, a nice reminder. How lovely to start the day in stating three things you're grateful for and end your day in stating three things you're grateful for from the energy level, from the celebration level, from the real gratitude level. So that being said, the angels that want to come play is Life Review. Archangel Jeremiah, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced. With Divine Order, Raguel, everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. And then the third one is Shamuel with peace. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real. So that energy of gratitude, that energy of celebration, that energy is so much closer to peace. And it's something we can kind of bring into our day. So that being said, we're going to add some oils to assist, and the oils that want to come play. We introduce the oils now of Choosing Fun with Wild Orange. So I'm going to put Wild Orange in my water. If they say supplemental facts on them, you can drink them. If not, don't. So cheers, everyone, to some Wild Orange. As today we choose fun. Growing a business is a blast when you choose to make it so. It can be hard, stressful, overwhelming, and crazy, but why would you choose that? What experience do you deliberately choose? If you're not having fun in your business and sharing your brilliance, what needs to shift? It's not the business itself. Start to play. Just start to play. Do you know what is crazy fun? Crazy fun will help change people's lives. And so just keep that in mind. We want to have fun, 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 fun. Follow the fun in all you do. Joy is my barometer. Follow the joy in all you choose. And what would it take today to be full of more joy than you can even ever imagine? And anything doesn't allow that, we're simply going to clear. The other oil that wants to come play with us is coriander. And coriander, as I put coriander on, I look and it does say supplemental facts on. I actually could put that in my water. I do put it in my food quite regularly. It's an herb some of you may have heard about. But this one wants to go on my wrists, and we're going to breathe it in. Coriander. As I am, feel your energy now and feel it as I breathe it in, okay? Because what we're doing here, we're releasing insecurity. We're releasing self-doubt. We're releasing self-betrayal. How many times do we sabotage ourselves? How many times do we know we need to take care of ourselves, but we don't take care of ourselves? That's self-betrayal. Coriander wants to go on my heart as I say that. Because what it's instilling is integrity and staying true to yourself and self-acceptance. Yay! I'm breathing that in as I rub it into my heart. And what a beautiful experience. If you have them tangible, oh, what a beautiful gift. They're called gifts of the earth. What a beautiful gift. I call them little angels in a bottle because they just assist in me bringing so much of a different energy field. And I like to have the little tangible oil. And anyone who needs to know where to get them, just please contact me, because we will make sure that you get all kinds of bonuses like this and connected to this beautiful, joyful, abundant team that we have. Anyway, we are going to go into the sound therapy portion now and activate an abundance activation. And I think I'm just going to turn the music up a little bit as we go. I'll let you hear the music just a little more. Everyone, breathe in the beautiful gift that the oils have brought to us, the coriander, releasing all the insecurities, instilling, staying true to yourself. Breathe that in. The wild orange, having fun and staying true to yourself. And as we surround ourselves now with a beautiful white light of pure new possibilities of fun and staying true to ourselves, and the rose light of allowing no self-sabotage, no self-betrayal, only self-love and allowance, all's in divine order. As the angels introduced today, all's in divine order. And this is swirling around us now like a cocoon and grounding us down to Mother Earth. And that beautiful energy, as if you were pulling a cloak up from Mother Earth, like you're grabbing a gunny sack, a beautiful emerald, beautiful abundant, beautiful healing energy is coming up, like you're pulling a gunny sack up over your body. Pull it up, pull it up. Now pull it up over your head. As we are in a column of pure fun, joy, we are feeling what it feels like to be true to ourselves, to be in the joyful vibration and connected to our highest guides and angels, as we ask and give them our free will to co-create with us today. In our third dimension, it's important that we ask to work with our highest guides and angels for the highest good of all and give them our free will. They love to co-create, but we must ask, we must say yes to our lives. We must ask, what's the greatest contribution we can be to ourselves, our world, and our family? And allow the energy to come in today. And with these tones, we're instilling all that beautiful energy of fun. We're instilling all that energy we're releasing all that needs to be released today, and we're bringing in the power of our integrity, of our staying true to ourselves and our self-acceptance. And anything that doesn't allow that, we clear. With these tones, we bring this in. Hianaya pekaniya leyone hebanana ayeo hebanana heha hayanana naneyane nane. We bring you the truth of who you are. We let you see the joy you be. It's in you choosing to see that you'll be that energy. Yamayana kayana makeo kimanaya kinakakeyane kalyana yane yane yaneo. We honor you and are grateful today. We honor you and celebrate this way. Feel the joy and celebrate the day. Kapagayan po kani kanan namang nanan mo kani nanan ko nanan ni kani nanan tayo kani tayo kani tayo kani po kana. And so it is, so so be it. And so it is, so so be it. The light language bypasses the third dimensional mind and brings you into the energy that allowed you to clear everything that you asked to clear today and create that joyful vibration of being a joyful, abundant person. And how's it get better than that? This is Susan Elizabeth Reese at joyfulpossibilities.net, and I adore you.